and stuff, but that is the point. That's why we can trust him, because he's shown himself to be worthy. He's shown himself through the cross itself that he is worthy of me laying everything down I will ever be and can be and anything else. And I should be being on my face at all times in awe and fear of the Lord and love and joy and all of the fruit of the Spirit and everything else. Because I have a God who loves me.
Yes.
And he's shown it over and over and over again.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes, amen. What I see in the church culture today is a lot of people, they don't want that. They don't want to know God. They don't want to go beyond a certain point. They just comfortable to sit in their seats and have the same, you know, thing going on, and don't teach me anything that I really got to work on.
It might cost me something.
Yeah.
I think we're all there. There are times in every single one of our lives that we're at that point. Because when I study the Word of God, every time I study the Word of God, I have to look at that and think, well, I'm not there. How much do I want to be there?
But if you get that from the pulpit, people will leave and go somewhere else because they don't want to search. They don't want to seek God. They don't want to
Look at how many people are left in our Bible study. Mm-hmm. It's true wherever. It takes work. It just does. And I, for years I thought I wouldn't tell people that, but it takes work.
This might be a rabbit trail, but you think we're in the time of the separation of the tares and the wheat kind of thing?
Well,
you know, people really want to be serious.
In a sense, yeah, but at the same time, if you've got so much of the quote-unquote Christian world preaching a God who is your cosmic genie,
yeah,
you come to this is kind of rough.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to hear it until... Yeah.
And you're wrong. I don't... You know, this church over here, or this guy on the radio here, or this TV personality says this, and all I have to do is pray, and everything I'm going to want is going to happen.
Yeah.
Which would you take?
Yeah.
You have to know what wisdom is
to
take the right thing. And if you've got the Spirit in your life, he's convicting you anyway.
Yes.
So, that's when we say, God, I cannot do this. I cannot even want this because I can tell what the cost is going to be that deeply. But I want you more.
Yes.
I mean, what it all comes down to is I want you more. I am not willing to let go of that. And so when we struggle, just keep remembering that. What is at the other end? The other end is God. A personal, passionate, a live relationship with the God of heaven will get you through all things. There will still be pain. There will still be struggle. And it takes a lot of work.
And remember the prize.
But you remember
Set
the prize.
Eyes on
the
prize.
Upward call of Christ Jesus. Okay.
Sorry to get you off of the track.
And the alternative is too bad, too hard to think about.
Yes, that's right.
We don't want to think about it.
I think we got to think about it if we know where we want to go.
Yes, that's true.
We're not going.
Yeah.
That's true.
We need to realize what we're talking about.
Okay. Anybody have any other verses they specifically wanted to add? We've got munchkins coming through.
You're graduating tomorrow night.
I know. They're going to be big people. Whoa, don't run into the table.
Pretty good group.
They seem too little to be graduating from anything.
Well, some of them are three, so they'll be back next year.
Okay.
So everybody, quote, graduates. Some graduate to another year of preschool. Some graduate to kindergarten.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That all happens tomorrow night.
Oh, I do want to say this one. Malachi 2:7. Actually, Jeremiah 3:15 and Malachi 2:7, then I'll be done. Jeremiah 3:15. Then I will give you shepherds after my own heart who will feed you on knowledge and understanding. And then Malachi true instruction was in his mouth, and unrighteousness was not found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and he turned many back from iniquity. For the lips of a priest should preserve knowledge, and men should seek instruction from his mouth. For he is the messenger of the Lord's hosts, Lord of hosts. But as for you, you have turned aside from the way. You have caused many to stumble by the instruction. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, said the Lord of hosts. So I also have made you despised and abased before all people, just as you are not keeping my ways, but are showing partiality in the instruction. What is the responsibility of a shepherd and a priest? And we even saw this in Acts 6. What does Acts 6 tell us about the elders? How are they different than the deacons? What did the deacons do in Acts 6?
They served people.
They served. They waited on tables. And why didn't the elders do that?
Because they gave high
prayer.
The two things that they were called as shepherds of the people was prayer and God's word. So here, what does it say in Jeremiah 3:15? A shepherd after my own heart is what?
Feed it. Will feed you with understanding and knowledge.
Feed you with understanding and knowledge. And Malachi tells us, true instruction was in his mouth. Unrighteousness was not on his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and he turned many back from iniquity. For the priests should preserve knowledge, and men should seek instruction. So what is our part?
Seeking
instruction. For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. And so when you turn on that radio and television, and it's not teaching this stuff, time to turn it off.
Yeah.
Because they have corrupted the covenant of Levi. Yeah. They have turned to their own ways, and they've caused many to be stumbling by instruction. Okay. Next, in 6 minutes.
Go to it.
I know about 6 minutes worth to say. So, faith. What is faith first?
Oh my! How are you going to do faith 11:1?
Which is what?
How are you going to do faith in 6 minutes?
Which is Hebrews 11:1 is faith is the assurance of things hoped for,
the evidence of things not seen.
Assurance and hope,
or conviction of things.
There's more to that. What does 1:1 say? Or 11:1 say?
Without faith, it's impossible to please God.
So without faith, without it. It is impossible . So what is faith? You know that pistis and pisteo. What does pistis say? That's your first one, 4:102.
To win over?
To win over what? Or to persuade, even?
Persuade.
What are you winning over? When we have, it's subjectively, it is meaning firm persuasion, conviction, belief in the truth, veracity. Anybody know what veracity means? Reality or faithfulness, though rare. I think that's interesting, though rare. Okay, so subjectively, which is me, it means I am, meaning firm persuasion, I am convicted, I believe in the truth, I have whatever veracity is. Reality.
Accuracy. I just looked it up.
What is it?
Veracity is conformity to facts and accuracy.
So if I'm conforming to names and facts and accuracy, what am I doing?
You're listening to,
I'm obeying.
You're obeying.
I'm obeying. It's based on reality. and I am being faithful. Now, objectively, which is outside of me, meaning that which is, it's sort of the body of knowledge, that which we believe, the doctrine, and the received articles of faith. As Christians, we believe in a body of facts that are faith. We believe. That would be what the New Testament is. But when I believe, I am putting my... I've been won over and persuaded by those facts. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. What do we have up here? To win over...
So you have a noun and a verb there.
Well, not yet, but yeah, we're getting there. But yes, it's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing except for one's a verb. Okay, so that was pistis, which is the noun. Just going to add, pistis seems to mark various predominant traits of the Christian character as arising from and combined with Christian faith. Without implying, however, any sharp distinction, meaning Christian knowledge, especially with Paul and Peter. And that would be our 1 Corinthians verse. But believe, pisteo, is to have faith, to have belief, to trust in. So it's the action of the body of knowledge. My response to the body of knowledge is, faith. I am believing. Habakkuk, which is used again in Romans 1:17, so I'll read it in Romans 1:17. I am under obligation both to the Jew and to the barbarian, both to the wise and to the foolish. So for my part, I'm eager to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also the Greek. For in righteousness of God revealed from faith. Now that's pistis. For it is the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. But it is written, but the righteous man shall live by, same thing, faith. But what is my response to be? Everyone, the power of God for salvation is to everyone who believes, who enters into that. How are we doing? Exhausted yet? All right, we did Hebrews 1 and 2. Did anybody do Ephesians 2, 8, 9?
4 by 3.
For grace you have been saved, how?
Through faith.
Okay, so how you get faith?
For by grace.
By grace.
You're saved through faith.
So it's by grace, through faith.
Of ourselves.
Who is it of?
Of God.
Gift of God.
It's a gift, not as a result of?
Works.
So, our works anyway. Christ worked. He worked the works of God. Christ working the works of God. Is what led him to the cross, right?
Yeah.
But we didn't do that.
No.
It was a gift to us. Mm-hmm. And as a response to that, we don't what?
Boast.
We don't boast. Okay. Acts 26:18, to open their eyes that they may turn from darkness to light, from the dominion of Satan to God, that they may, one, receive forgiveness of sins, and two, an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me. So what is the first thing that we receive?
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. What's the second?
Inheritance.
That's all of us. Galatians 5:22, faithfulness is one of the fruit of the Spirit. I now live. How? In Galatians 2:20.
By faith.
By faith. In?
The Son of God.
And what do I know about him?
Loved me and gave himself up.
He loved me. So I can give myself up when I can trust and see that he's done it already. Mm-hmm. He's already given himself up. As we dig deeper, we must ask the question, is faith merely believing anything? Is the basis of faith what we believe or what God says? This is a crucial question. Look up the following verse and note what they teach. Mark, there's a lot of verses. Which verses do you want to look at? We've got Mark 11, Romans 10, 1 Timothy 6, 2 Timothy 2, Acts 14:22, Colossians, Luke. I like Luke 17 just to throw it out because he talks in there about a prayer of increasing faith. So what can I learn from that? What can I do? When I come to a situation that's very, very difficult, I really don't know where to go. What can I do?
Ask God to increase your faith.
I can ask God to increase my faith, yeah. Absolutely. And we hear that several times in the Bible where he says, I believe, help me in my unbelief.
Yeah.
I often say that. Yeah. I believe. Yeah. I know there's a part of me that doesn't, so yeah. Help me in my unbelief.
Yes.
And in practical terms, I think some of the ways that God helps us with that, to do that, is remembering. Remembering.
Who
is
God?
Who is God? What has he done? What has he done with this specifically? Say we've got a trial or something. What has he done the last time we had this kind of trial? How did he get us through it? What did he do? And just repeating that again.
Which is why
God,
we have those remembrances.
You did this. I know you did this. And then that helps to increase our faith.
We can look at other people's situations. That's why we read missionary books, guys, mm-hmm. to encourage us in a faith that in situations we have yet to have. Mm-hmm. But it can be applied to what we do have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lord, we just come before you and ask that you take all this knowledge and bring us to understanding that we might become wise in you. Help us see the difference, Lord, between what you've called all Christians to be, wise in understanding and wise in knowledge and full of faith, to those who have it as a specific and extra special gift for your purposes, to ground us all and to build this body. We ask for the wisdom to see, the heart to love, that your will and your ways may be what we lift up. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.